I have a couple people be changing, changing right here. Want to get the right people out there. It's getting crucial here for North Star to get a goal on the board. And having Leonard in the box does not help them.
No, absolutely.
Mellendorf at center ice, but it gets taken by Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick dumps it down in there. Miles, centering pass blocked by Sosnowski. Fitzpatrick with a shot, glove saved by Horetsky, and he is on point.
Yeah, very, very nice. He is steady tonight.
Got a defensive line change for Thumbsell. Changing up a little bit as we have a face-off in their defensive zone in front of Horetsky. Face-off won by, well, hard to tell who that was won by. And a batted around there, but Boyle now corrals it and sends it around the boards. Zimmerman there to get it, but can't quite get a handle on it. Now Zimmerman's going to get a handle on it. He's going to send it up. That's going to be stopped by Geiger, who sends it back deep in for North Star. Puck's getting a little bit hard to handle. Boyle now trying to get it out of there. McMinn trying to help. Cruz now backhands it. Can't quite get it out of the zone. Cruz fans on the puck. Ooh, almost a centering pass right out for North Star, but by Thumbsell. Puck's hanging around that offensive zone. Koretsky's keeping an eye on it. Miles with the puck behind the net. Tries a center pass it, but Cruz right there. Shot by Schistler, but doesn't get much on it. Here comes Pulaski with the puck. That's going to be deflected by Cruz. Cruz bats it over to the side. Schistler sends it in there deep. Lots of traffic, lots of sticks. A little more pushing.
Oh, and another penalty, and Thumbsailor. Yeah,
that one was pretty clear.
Yeah.
That one was pretty clear. As now Thumbsail is going to be shorthanded as Cruz goes to the box. Just a little bit too much shoving.
Yeah. This is where you learn. These are one of the learning experiences from the younger leagues where you don't take. That was a stupid penalty. You got a one goal lead here.
Just 2:46 left too.
Yeah, and that's. Yeah. Yeah. Are you saying we need another radio timeout here?
No. We can play this one through. I'm just pointing out it's a bad time to take a penalty when you're up by one.
Yeah, it's just bad. Hockey right now, and here's a golden opportunity for North Star Bank, who spent pretty much the whole last 2 minutes in their zone, but now we're down at the other end.
Yep, and trying to get another shot on Glidden. That's Mellendorf trying to get the shot off, working hard to keep the puck in the zone, but it is cleared by North Star, who does have the man advantage right now, 5-4. North Star with the puck, trying to get something going. Zachary Stanky with the puck. Now it's Schistler. Schistler sends it in deep to Pulaski. Pulaski backhand centering pass, but Ramsey's not quite there in time. If Ramsey's there, that could have been trouble. North Star shoots a puck across the ice. Intercepted by McMinn. McMinn chasing it down there. McMinn and Geiger working in the corners, trying to get the puck. Staying out there. Puck behind Glidden. Geiger with the puck. Trying to get it out of the zone. Intercepted, though. That's Boyle. Boyle shoots the puck in wide of the goal, but keeps it in. Finally, the puck is cleared into the neutral zone. Thumbsell, though, maintaining possession. Jack Zimmerman gets it out. Sends it up to Tulaski. McMinn now with the puck. He's trying to send it in deep. Here comes Mason Ramsey with the puck. Zimmerman makes a big play right there. Sends a puck back in. Tulaski now working along the sides. Here comes Ramsey. You can't help but think that's who North Star wants to have the puck. Ramsey comes in, trying to get a shot up, but they are clamping down on him defensively. Geiger fires it. Deflection, and Horetsky wisely comes out of that crease and pounces on the puck.
Now, the coincidental minors that happened a while ago, those are just coming off as far as there being a pause. Leonard is back on the ice. He hit the second goal for North Star Bank. They were missing him for most of that power play.
Yeah, and not only did he have the second goal, he's been one of the strongest skaters on the ice all night, just being able to manage the puck and and start their offense from the defense.
You know, I would have thought it would have been a good time to take a timeout right now for North Star Bank. Get the goalie off the
ice. Oh, there's Ramsey! Oh. Backhand and buries it in the back of the net. Loose puck. He scoops it with his backhand and beats Horetsky for a quick goal.
Never mind.
You were saying what about calling a timeout?
Never mind what I just said there. Every time I say, you know what, they need to do this, they need to do that, they do the opposite, and it ends up happening. So, you know what, maybe there's a reason why I'm calling games and I'm not coaching them. So,
well, they followed your advice now because they did take a timeout now that they've got a tie game with 40 seconds left to play. As Ernie Hardwell says, we might get to see some free hockey, huh?
Yeah.
And with that timeout, I think we're going to take a timeout here on the WLEW Sports Network.
Many insurance companies price their rates to attract a certain segment of the market. They try to attract homeowners who need to insure not only their home, but their car, their lives, and other things. So the concept of bundling was born. This is Dave Peruski at Peruski Insurance, your auto owner's insurance agent in Bad Axe. Bundling may be fine for your baby, but not necessarily for your insurance.
Come in and let us examine your policies. It's what we do best. Hi, this is Jody Grifka. As your insurance advisors, our focus is not simply on providing you with policies for your boat, home, car, RV, business, life, and health. We are focused on analyzing each need with concern for your budget.
We will not charge you for our assistance, but we will assist you to get the best plan available. We're Peruski Insurance, your auto owner's insurance agent in Bad Axe. Peruski Insurance of Bad Axe, an authorized auto owner's insurance agent.
seconds left in the third period. It's now tied 3-3 after a late North Star Bank goal. Back to Chad and John on the call.
All right, we got face-off at center ice. Tie game here in the third. Tulaski wins it for Thumsal. Here he comes. Great shot opportunity wide of the net. Still held in by Thumsal, trying to get another shot opportunity. That one scooped up by Cooper Glidden. Wisely so. It's going to bring out a face-off in the zone to his right.
Just like I predicted, I knew Tulaski skates it up the ice and, you know, makes a scoring opportunity, and that's exactly what Thumsaler needs to do, is just kind of lean on your players right now that have been producing.
And Tulaski is such a fast skater, you know they want it on his stick right now in this situation. Here comes Mason Ramsey. He's got the puck, and he kicks it out to center ice. Sosnowski fires it back in deep. Kind of looking like both these teams might be happy with going into overtime right now.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to go into a five-minute overtime now as we wrap up regulation 3-3.
Tulaski, there's actually was an older Tulaski in the first game. Brothers or cousins? How are they related? Do you know? Don't know?
I'm not.
They got to be related.
I've stumped them.
Tulaski, they're all kind of intermingled one way or the other, I would imagine.
I'm just going to laugh because I think the younger Tulaski is faster than the older Tulaski.
Well,
He's got some speed.
And we have Colton Tulaski. We've got Chase Tulaski on two different teams. We had Tulaskis on both teams earlier. There's a lot of Tulaskis around here. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of good hockey players.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here as we prepare for overtime in this Pee Wee.
Hey, matchup. Hockey fans, this is Jeremy Roth with East Huron Teabing Appliance and Bad Axe. We know hockey fans and players work hard on and off the ice and expect their appliances to do the same. That is why we sell tough American-made appliances like Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid. With some of the industry's most rugged designs, these appliances are sure to last for the long haul. And for an extra peace of mind, right now you can add a 10-year major component warranty on any appliance for only $10. We're here making room for a Maytag brand with power-packed laundry pairs. Select washer models offer an extra power button to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. Using the extra power button on select dryers extends cycle time and tumbling to help get thick fabrics, pockets, and seams drier the first time. Stop in today and ask how you can add more power to your laundry day with Maytag brand. That's East Huron TV and Appliance at the east end of Bad Axe, or visit us at easthurontv.com.
High drama, high stakes. It's overtime in the Pee Wee game between North Star Bank and Thumb Cellular. 3-3 the tie. Mason Ramsey, 2 goals for North Star Bank. Tulaski for Thumb Cellular. He has been equally as impressive in this game.
And the only thing more exciting.